Bez Hashem, Rabbi Yisai, we continue with Pele Yoitz in Shir number 176 with a new topic. And I have to tell you, I'm holding myself back from saying this is such an important topic because I say that all the time. And if I say it all the time, it might be watered down and not appreciate the beauty of the topic we're discussing. We just finished the topic of Batala to value time. And now we turn to the topic of Bechia. Bechia is, yes, as it sounds like, it means crying, tears. This is the topic here in Shir number 176, which we begin. And he begins with words that Shlomo HaMelech in Koheles tells us. Eis livkois. There is a time to cry. Eis livkois. When is there a time to cry? He says, for example, when the person's davening, v'hiyosei mispal l'Hashem, when the person's davening to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, v'shoifech sicha, and he's pouring out his words to Hashem, dorish slicha, he's asking Hashem for forgiveness, v'viduyim v'sechinois, al hachatoyim v'al avoynois. He explains, a person's asking Hashem for forgiveness. Just like you ask a person to forgive you. When we do something we should not have done, which is what's called an aveira, a chait, we have to ask Hashem for mechila, for forgiveness. And that is a time to cry out to Hashem with tears. Yishpoich kamayim liboi v'sedna dimoisov. The tears should come down one's face. He says, especially during Elul and the Aseres Metshuva, when HaKadosh Baruch Hu was standing b'melech b'mishpat yamid eretz, sarich shebichi yavoyu b'tachnunim. We have to have the tears come with supplications. And it's not just during Elul and the Aseres Metshuva. But whenever we ask Hashem for forgiveness, we should make sure we ask in a sincere way. It's not always possible for a person to be on the highest level, on fifth gear, if you will. You know, some cars have this S mode. You know, drive, and it gives you a little boost. I think it's called sport mode. I'm not sure exactly what it's, the S stands for, maybe speed. I don't know. It gives you a little boost. But it's only for a few seconds. And then dies down. So then what do you try to do? You try to go back to the regular one, and you go again to it. But that doesn't always work so fast. You got to give it a little break. People are like that also. During a Aseres Metshuva, we try to give it our all, the highest degree. And even if we can't always cry to Hashem, there's a very important point we have to realize. What does it mean, a chait? What does it mean, a chait, when the person did something wrong? Klap Yishmaya, to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Now, step number one, I want to tell you something I told somebody last night. I had a conversation with somebody. Unfortunately, the person feels, he hasn't recalibrated, refocused, redirected his brain yet to understand that the mitzvahs that he does are for his benefit. Hashem doesn't need us. When it's 11:30 at night and you realize you didn't have a marv, or better yet, when it's 12:30 and you realize you went to bed, you put on pajamas, you went to bed, and you think back to your day, and you think, ah, wait a second. I didn't have marav yet. So there are different levels. If you live in a town and it's still zman marav, some towns you could go to 12:30 in the morning. You still go catch a minion. You go to, I don't want to use the lashon catch a minion, but you could still go daven with a minion. Or you could get out of bed and daven to Hashem, and you could mamish go the extra mile and get dressed. Or put on a bathrobe, or not a bathrobe, and you daven in pajamas. But sometimes a person might think to himself, ah, Hashem, shtick it like you owe me one. Like, I was in bed already. I was in bed already. You know how hard it was to get out of bed? That's the wrong mindset. We have an opportunity to daven to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. we have an opportunity to ask forgiveness from Hashem? The Mesilas Yesharim says that when a person does an Aveira, it would be appropriate for that person to be killed on the spot. Lightning bolt, come down, boom, it's over. A person violates the Ratzon of the Melech, of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, is the king. We have to realize that's what it means. That's what it means. The severity of doing an Aveira. Now, don't go crazy about it because Hashem doesn't want us to go crazy. But we have to appreciate the seriousness, what it means to do a mitzvah of Hashem. And what it means to do a mitzvah that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave the Chum the power of the Rabbanan. And to appreciate not to violate Chas HaShalom, the Raisa as well, or the Rabbanan. Now, we had a Gemara recently where we spoke about Li'olam Yapil Adam, a person should jump into a Kishon Eish, a fiery furnace, not to embarrass someone. Many learn it's not Lamaisa. That doesn't mean that you should really do that. However you learn, that's not the point. What the Gemara is definitely want to bring out is look at the severity, look what it means to embarrass someone. What the Gemara is telling is a person should go into a furnace and burn herself. Tamar was willing to give up her life and not embarrass Yehuda. We have to appreciate what that means to respect another Tzelem Elokim. You know, sometimes children, what they do is a very dangerous joke. They pull the chair out from behind the person who's about to sit down. You know, sometimes as adults do a dangerous joke as well that embarrasses a person. And when the person's an adult and gets embarrassed like this, it's mortifying, it's horrific. And the Gemara is telling us, realize the severity. A person should jump into a furnace and have himself killed and not embarrass someone else. That's what we have to take out from that Gemara. The first step here in Bechiya, he's telling us as follows. What can bring a person to cry when you value something as serious? If he values that I violated the Ratzon Hashem, I transgressed, Hashem, please forgive me. I embarrassed someone, I asked them forgiveness, I'm asking you for forgiveness. I missed Zman Kriyat Shema. I overslept. I was lazy. Whatever the case might be, whatever the example might be. This is the first step. What brings a person to tears? When he values something. A little child cries. Rav Yisrael Salanter Zatzal, he said over, that when you have a little child that has a toy boat, and the boat breaks, we have to realize, says Rav Yisrael, we have to realize that in a child's mind, it's just like an adult just lost a yacht. And that's why he's crying. Can you imagine an adult who loses a yacht? Or a boat with all this cargo on it? He values something. So he's bringing out over here, tears should come down the person's face and ask forgiveness from Hashem. That could only come if a person values the mitzvah of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We have to appreciate this gift that we have, that we can do a mitzvah. We are here to serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's step number one. Once we come to appreciate that, then and only then, if we have shortcomings, then we could cry to HaKadosh Baruch Hu for mechila, for forgiveness. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu will definitely accept our tefillahs.